Mike Davis from the Southern Farm Network. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Great to have you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
What are the biggest things that you're hearing from farmers across our state about the impacts that they're seeing from the drought and the heat and kind of everything combined?
Man, I tell you, I was visiting with some farmers last week, and they were really – they said they hadn't seen anything like this. And here's what's going on is they're calling it a flash drought. And really, if you think back to where we were in May, I mean, coming through May, we had timely rains. We were in great shape, you know, no drought, no real lack of moisture in the ground across any of the counties of North Carolina for the most part. We were in great shape. And then we turned the calendar to June, and wham, two things happened. Number one, the rain stopped. And two, temperatures shot up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that combination, you get this drying effect that happens very quickly. And that's what we've seen. And the crops are really in bad shape. The corn crop is all but gone right now. There's not going to be any recovery for most of the corn crop in North Carolina. Other crops with some good soaking rains, not just these little hit and miss showers, we could see a bounce back. Soybeans are resilient. Tobacco, although some of that has really been damaged, that could bounce back some. Other crops could probably we could see a rebound, but corn's in very bad shape. And farmers have said, in eastern North Carolina, said they've never seen anything quite this bad.
Okay, dumb question here.
Joel, I'm good at those.
Why can't the farmers just water the crops?
Well, that's a great question. Well, number one, I'm going to use a national figure here. Only about 20% of crops in America are irrigated. And so you don't have widespread irrigation over all farms. So that's the problem. 80% of them are not going to have irrigation whatsoever. For those that do, I mean, when it's a situation like this, there's only so much. Number one, they usually get the water from ponds on their farm. Well, the ponds are drying up, so the levels are very low. They're not being replenished by rain. And plus, a lot of farmers will tell you, really only what irrigation is going to do is it's going to maintain. There's nothing like a good, solid rain. When you see the center pivot irrigation going around, I mean, you can keep that running all day, but it's not going to give you that same effect that you're going to have from a good soaking rain.
All right, so you mentioned the corn crop was pretty much destroyed this year.
It's going to be very bad.
There will be other crops that I'm sure will be bad should the drought continue, should the excessive
heat
continue.
Sure.
Are we going to feel the effects when we go to the grocery store because of the lack of rain and the excessive heat?
We could. Now, the situation with corn in North Carolina, we're a deficit state. So what that means is as my market analyst friend Brooke Schaefer says, here in North Carolina, we swing above our weight in consumption of corn, but that means we don't grow everything that we need. A lot of the corn that we have here in North Carolina that we grow goes right into production agriculture. It goes for feed for livestock. Mm. And so we have to import more than we actually grow here. So the bad news about that is, even though we're experiencing a drought here, it's really not affecting the market. And the market prices are already down for many commodities. You would think this would boost it, but it's not. It's not that. So farmers are really taking it on the chin there. So we could see some prices go up.
I'm glad you brought up kind of that, because we went to the farmers market this weekend, bought some tomatoes and some peaches and some other things. And I was thinking about all these farmers that are bringing all of this product to market now, to the farmers market, to other retailers, and just how thin the margins are for these farmers, and how much a summer like this with the lack of rain and the excessive heat are really impacting our farmers and their livelihoods.
Absolutely. Now, something that a lot of people don't know about is crop insurance. And most farmers do have crop insurance. And a lot of people think, oh, that means they're going to get paid for not growing. Well, what that really means is the insurance might cover your input costs. It might cover what you put into it, but look at all the cost that they have for farm labor, for all of the machinery, for the other inputs that they have to put in. So at the end of the day, it helps, but it is not going to make up for that deficit. There's no farmer. No farmer wants to file for insurance. They want to go to market.
All right. The Farm Bill has been a topic of conversation the last several months. Really, in the last week, we heard from State Ag Commissioner on the Southern Farm Network last week, Steve Troxler, talking about the importance of the Farm Bill. Why is it so important, and is it going to get done?
Why is it important? For one thing, reference prices that help, going back to the crop insurance, those are set by the Farm Bill. And so they need to be updated. And it's been now 6 years since we've had an update on the Farm Bill. Those prices are outdated. So we need to get those readjusted. Are we going, among a vast array of other things that the Farm Bill does, most importantly, the Farm Bill is also is 80% a nutrition bill. That's where SNAP is. And that makes it, by definition, a bipartisan bill. It's, you've got to get people from both sides of the aisle working together for that. And to your question, will it get done? If I was a betting man right now, I'd say it's going to be 2025 before we push it across the line, because the election's coming up, and there's just so much time between now and the election for Congress to get everything done that they need to get done. My guess is it's going to be after the first of the year.